So this is the part of the night where I turn down the music and I kind of get in touch with the Dookie, or as of last night when I said the Dookie script. Now I know a lot of you out there are wondering, well, what is this Dookie thing all about? And I have to say, it's not easy to explain, and it's actually not explainable. It's not about explaining anything, but it's about letting the Dookie flow, letting the Dookie kind of just come together. It's kind of like the dot, 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 this kind of ontological, epistemological, collective, shared interaction that allows things to occur. And that occurring, that interaction, that being and on-becoming, and they're becoming and on-becoming continuously, that is the Dookie. But it's about how you shape the Dookie through your comportment, through your orientation. How do your little Dookie dot dot dots come together in this moment, then disappear in the next moment, but then reappear in the moment after that, in a different kind of configuration? Now, I know that probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but as the Talking Heads once said, stop making sense. As we stop making sense, the Dookie just kind of becomes. It becomes part of who you are, becomes a part of your being in the world. Now, this Dookie thing. Well, Dookie is kind of like cookie cream. You have the cookie and you have the cream, but there's no cookie cream without either one. Now, the cookie cream is not Dookie, and Dookie's not cookie cream. I personally would not eat Dookie. But I would eat cookie cream. Now, the Dookie is a linguistic placeholder, and you can place any word or linguistic structure within that placeholder. It's kind of an open space that is automatically filled in by one's surroundings, be it those surroundings are never the same surroundings. The Dookie orients to the surrounding, and the surrounding orients to the Dookie. And then together, you Dookie on into the future, such as rock on down to Dookie Avenue. Couldn't get much higher. See, it's this type of aesthetic interaction, this kind of aesthetic compilation, different ideas, different thoughts, different emotions that kind of intermingle. It's very Deleuzean, if you will, very Guattarian, if you will. Now, the question would become, is there a political aspect to this Dookie becoming? And there, I would point you to the works of Hart and Negri, of the autonomous, or the kind of new form of autonomous that we refer to as post-workerism. Now, what does that all mean? I'm not sure. But that's what Dookie is about. It's about being unsure. It's about being uncertain of the world around you. But yet you strive forward, you move forward, knowing that you are Dookie. Now, I know. It's not very satisfying thus far. But rather than thinking about the Dookie, you think with and from the Dookie. As you think with and from the Dookie, well, you make Dookie. Now, Dookie is not a kind of human waste, as one might think. And Dookie is not mystical. It's not otherworldly. Instead, you are the Dookie of the Earth. So you all must rise up and collectively become the Dookie. Dookie is very similar to a quote-unquote dot, dot, dot. The dot, 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 as developed by a theorist by the name of Eugene Genlin, theorized about the body, about how the body is in a kind of, well, a Dookie. Don't overthink the Dookie.